Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Gloria Tuohy, founder and artistic director and everything else of Indiana Ballet Theatre. Gloria, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you're preparing for your spring ballet.
We sure are.
And it's Swan Lake.
It is.
And we're going to get into the depths of the psychology of Swan Lake right now. So did I know, you wrote this question for me, did you know Odette, the lead swan, became a queen at the age of 9 when her parents died? I never knew that.
I know. Can you imagine?
At the age of nine years old? Now, did she have a regent who kind of was behind the throne, who coerced her and manipulated her and made her take ballet lessons? And that's how she became the star of a ballet by Tchaikovsky. Sorry.
Something like that.
So how did she turn into a swan?
Well, there was this very evil Van Rosbart. He was a sorcerer.
Uh-huh.
And he changed her into a swan because he had a daughter himself who he wanted to rule the kingdom.
Oh, so he put his own daughter in her place.
That's right.
He put her out on the pond.
Yes. So that's Odile. That's the other character. The other lead.
Odile is the other daughter. She's the evil daughter.
Yeah, she's the black one.
And the black swan.
No, Odette's the white swan, yeah.
Oh, they were real simplistic in that, weren't they? That's not very PC these days. I think we should have, other colors, red and green maybe or something. So Odile then became the princess? Is that what happened?
The evil magic, she was allowed to be a female during the midnight hours, and then during the day she was a swan. And so when they went to the ball for the prince, who had to choose a wife, the Rothbart took his daughter, Odile, and the prince mistaken her for Odette and said he would marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that was the true love curse, and that's what broke the spell. So now Odette had to live as a swan forever. But the prince decided to fly away with her and become a swan with her.
Yeah.
So lived happily ever after.
That's nice. I like that story. Except, really, it is. It's sexist because only the prince's true love is going to save the day. It's colorist in that it's white and black. And at least we could have other colors, pastels for Easter season.
I can't change the tradition, John.
Okay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. It is.
But it's very sparkly and lots of diamonds.
I love sparkles. And I love Tchaikovsky music. It's just the most beautiful. So you're doing this, we should say, soon.
Yes. Well, also, people might like to know, before I give you those dates, is that we have a special character in our Mist scene, of King and Queen of the Mist, that are lookalikes for Barbie, so that it's made to be for all of the family any age. So they will have fun.
Okay. So you've added those little elements.
We have added those.
Clever.
Yes.
That's very clever. Okay, now, can we hear the dates?
Yes. It's April the 13th and 14th at Merrillville High School.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th is 8 o'clock. The 14th is 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also with a T in Michigan City on the 15th at the Uptown Theater.
Wonderful. So you're getting it out there.
Yes.
You're branching. How's the Art Center coming along? The Classical Art Center. I'm sorry, I have to ask.
I knew you would ask.
Of course.
It's going to open in the fall, John.
You're always telling me this. Okay.
No, this is it. This is the year.
Okay.
The board has decided. This is it.
All right. So you have your funding in place, and we're going to see all kinds of construction going on over the summer
Soon.
Months.
Yes.
Great. Well, that's exciting. So Classical Art Center yet to come at the corner of just north of 93rd and Taft.
Correct.
Yeah, in Crown Point / Merrillville, that area. All right, Gloria. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Great. I'm really happy to know all about Odette and Odile now. Thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.